Remote code execution is a type of cybersecurity vulnerability that allows an attacker to run arbitrary code on another person's computer. This can happen through various methods, such as exploiting software bugs, taking advantage of security weaknesses, or tricking the user into running malicious software. Understanding how remote code execution works is crucial for protecting systems and data from unauthorized access and potential damage. Understanding remote code execution, RCE, vulnerabilities is essential for identifying potential threats to a system's security. These vulnerabilities arise when malicious actors exploit code flaws, software bugs, or configuration weaknesses to execute unauthorized commands. By thoroughly examining the mechanisms through which these vulnerabilities are introduced, such as improper input validation and insecure coding practices, we can better appreciate the importance of maintaining robust security frameworks. This understanding is crucial for developing strategies to detect, prevent, and respond to RCE-based attacks. Common attack vectors for remote code execution, RCE, include exploiting software vulnerabilities in web applications, using malicious payloads in file uploads, and leveraging insecure APIs. Examples of RCE attacks are the infamous Shellshock and Equifax data breach incidents, where attackers exploited unpatched software bugs to gain control of systems. By understanding typical attack methods and studying past incidents, we can develop better defenses against these threats. Preventing and mitigating remote code execution attacks requires a multi-layered approach to security. Key strategies include keeping all software up to date with the latest patches, conducting regular security audits, and employing robust input validation to prevent malicious inputs. Additionally, security measures such as applying least privilege principles, implementing network segmentation, and using intrusion detection systems can significantly reduce the risk of RCE attacks. Educating users and developers about safe coding practices and security principles further strengthens defenses against these threats. Securing systems against remote code execution involves implementing best practices that enhance overall cybersecurity. Start by using regular vulnerability assessments and patches to address known software weaknesses. Enforce strict input validation and sanitization to block malicious data entry. Adopt the principle of least privilege to limit user access rights. Utilize network segmentation to contain potential breaches and deploy advanced threat detection systems to identify and respond to suspicious activities. Promoting security awareness and training among developers and users further fortifies the system's defenses against potential attacks.